The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand? For there is nothing hidden except to be made visible. Nothing is secret except to come to light. Anyone who has ears to hear ought to hear." He also told them, "Take care what you hear. The measure with which you measure will be measured out to you, and still more will be given to you. To the one who has, more will be given. From the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. "Is a lamp brought in to be placed under a bushel basket or under a bed, and not to be placed on a lampstand. This statement is commonsensical, but at times even the most commonsensical thing can be overlooked. That's probably why Jesus wants to make it so obvious to us. But one thing also that come to mind as I reflect on this statement is that placing a lamp or a candle under a bed
does not just defy logic or common sense, but it is also plain dangerous. It can cause fire. One might think that hiding our light or refusing to shed light does not affect other people or does not cause any harm to other people. We say, "Oh, if I don't do anything, you know, I'm not really affecting other people." Well, but we must remember that, you know, there are sins of omission. The sin against love and charity are not just things that we do, but also including the things that we don't do or refuse to do. That is not doing our active part in the promotion of what is good, and at times it can equally be harmful. It helps in perpetuating evil, perpetuating what is bad. This just reminds me of the words of Dietrich Bonhoeffer when he said, "Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. God will not hold us guiltless. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act." That's practically echoing the words of the gospel today, if we hide that light that we receive from Christ. Is your light in a lampstand? Are you a burning torch that illumines other people towards a deeper appreciation of the truth, thus become a beacon of hope to those who are seeking the gospel?